from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. For the first time in over 40 years, New Jersey Transit commuter trains have halted due to a strike. The stoppage was called last night by the Union Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen after a deal couldn't be reached. New Jersey Transit President and CEO Chris Calori says they're expected to meet again on Sunday.
This is not a lost cause. This is an imminently achievable deal. In fact, when I left them, I said, I hope we continue talking about this.
Calori says the sticking point for New Jersey Transit is what has been known in collective bargaining for decades as a Me Too clause, meaning what one union gets, another union will get also, with Calori saying giving all the unions the same deal would bankrupt the agency. General Chairman of the BLET, Tom Haas, disputes that statement about the clause, saying the union offered numerous ways to get around it. The trial of a man accused of murdering Sayreville councilwoman Eunice Jumfor has begun. Middlesex County prosecutors say Jumfor was executed outside her Sayreville apartment 2 years ago as she sat inside her SUV by a 28-year-old gunman. The trial resumes on Monday. And an Atlantic County man has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for setting fire to a family's home while they slept. Prosecutors say 24-year-old Deshaun Howard had pleaded guilty to aggravated arson for the March 2022 fire in Summers Point. Now, the Rue Insurance Business Report. A solid end for stocks for the week. U.S. consumers spent a fraction more at retail stores last month after ramping up shopping in March to get ahead of tariffs. Government data showed that sales at retail stores and restaurants rose just 0.1%. In April from March, a sharp slowdown from a 1.7% gain the previous month. That big increase was fueled by a surge in car sales ahead of the new auto tariffs that are in effect as of this month. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 332 points at 42,654. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Rue Insurance for benefits, business, and personal insurance. Visit rueinsurance.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. More sun than clouds. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It will be muggy tonight with clouds and fog. There will be a shower or thunderstorm in spots, especially during the evening. Lows will be in the low to mid 60s. Clouds and some sunshine at times for tomorrow. Warm and humid with a thunderstorm in the area. Any thunderstorm could produce a flooding downpour and some locally damaging wind gusts. Highs in the low to mid 80s tomorrow. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows in the upper 50s. And then not as warm on Sunday. The humidity is going to be lower as well. It will be breezy with times of clouds and sun. Maybe a stray shower in the northwest hills. But overall, it is going to be a mostly dry day. Sunday's high in the low to mid 70s. And breezy and pleasant on Monday with times of clouds and sunshine. Highs will be in the 70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Phillipsburg, 75 degrees. Princeton is also 75. Cherry Hill, 75. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather is brought to you by Edison Nissan. The Nissan May Madness Sale is here. Make your way to Route 46 Nissan, Route 17 Nissan, Edison Nissan, or Route 33 Nissan for 0% financing up to 36 months on your favorite new Nissans. Remember, they always make buying fun and easy.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.